Gypsy Girl, Princess Nadja has secretly entered Montebania to warn Frank Chandler against the sinister Prince Dimitri. Chandler believes the plotters against the king are only waiting for the return of Dimitri, Count Metzos, and the bandit Esteban to launch the revolution. And now Lupu has discovered a cryptic message which reads, Esteban will be at the place of the lion tonight. The present act opens in the drawing room 2 hours later.
Chandu, the magician.
I suppose she'll go right home again tomorrow. Or maybe even tonight.
Who, Nadja?
Yes. You know, I used to think if I could make her sorry enough for Uncle Frank, she might marry him.
Well, you certainly have your nerve. How do you know Uncle Frank even wants to marry her? Anyway, if I was Uncle Frank, I wouldn't want to marry anyone just because they were sorry for me. Girls certainly have crazy ideas.
Oh, they don't either. You just don't understand.
No, and I'm glad of it. I have more important things to think about. I bet Uncle Frank wouldn't want you to interfere in his affairs anyway.
Dorothy, do you know where... Where's your mother?
She and Nadja are upstairs, Uncle Frank. Mother's going to lend Nadja some things to wear. She didn't bring any of her own things at all. She left them in that little Austrian village where she met Lupu.
Yeah, and Mother and Nadja have been up in Mother's room long enough for Nadja to put on every dress Mother has.
Oh, no, they haven't. Besides, Nadja had to take that brown stuff off of her face.
Well, that shouldn't take long. I gave her a solution of mine to remove that stain. Oh, there they are now.
Oh, Nadja, you look so cute. Mother's things just fit you, don't they?
I am glad to see the last of those gypsy clothes for a time.
It seems kind of funny to see you in American clothes, though, Nadja.
Remember the first time we ever saw her in clothes like ours, Mother?
Why, no, dear. When was it?
It was that night she went out of the palace with Abdallah, and Roxer met them on the street.
He thought Abdallah had taken me prisoner and was bringing me to him. And I could not tell him Abdallah was working for you, Chandu.
You mean you went with Roxar rather than risk his discovering Abdallah was working for me?
Yes, you were gone, Uncle Frank. You were going up to Malta, remember, to find Father.
Oh, no, that was before he went to Malta to find Father. He went up to Malta for something else, didn't you, Uncle Frank?
Yes. I was called to Malta for a secret meeting.
Oh, I remember now. You received a message from the Yogi saying Nadja was in danger. And you borrowed a British seaplane to come back to Cairo.
But let us not speak of this now. We have so little time together. Tell me of your husband, Dorothy. Where is he now?
He's working in Paris on some secret experiment for the French government.
But Chandu, is that safe for him? Those papers of his that were stolen from his home in California have never been found.
I know it. And the only reason he's safe is because no one knows where he is. He's been given a laboratory in a secret place. And there are only two people who know its location.
Does he work there alone?
I don't know just what the arrangements are. Leon Dufresne is in charge of things there.
Uncle Frank, show Nadja that paper we found under the little statue of the Egyptian king, why don't you?
Yes, and show her the statue, too.
Yes, I want you to see them, Nadja. Just a moment, they're here.
I'll get them.
You wait till you see this funny little thing. We found it down in the cellars while Uncle Frank was up in the mountains hunting Esteban, the gypsy bandit.
Look, Nadja, here it is.
Oh, it is a statue of Khufu.
Why, that's the king that built that big pyramid, isn't it? I mean, the biggest one of all.
Yes, and he is also believed to have built a small pyramid where we have held our meetings for many years.
And look at this paper, Nadja. There's a lotus flower drawn on it in invisible ink. I developed it the other night when we found the paper, but it fades out after about 5 minutes.
A lotus?
Yes.
But it is not Egyptian paper.
No, it's Chinese. It was made in Singapore.
Oh, Chandu.
Don't look like that, Nadja. It's only what we might have expected.
What did you think?
I wonder who that is.
It's Nicholas, I think. I sent her a message asking her to come up here tonight.
Good evening, Kubek. Mr. Chandler is expecting me.
You have to go into the drawing room, Your Highness.
Thank you.
Good evening, Nicholas.
Good evening, Mrs. Regent. How do you do, Mr. Chandler?
Hello, Nicky.
Good evening, Nicholas. Princess Nadja, I present His Highness Prince Nicholas of Montebania.
Your Highness.
I am delighted, Your Highness.
Nicholas, may I ask that you say nothing of the princess's presence in the castle tonight? I will explain at length later.
Of course.
Sit down here, Nicky.
What makes you look so funny, Nick?
Mr. Chandler, you remember you spoke to me one day of a man named Von Boden, and I told you I'd heard of him before, but couldn't think just where?
Yes.
Forgive me, Your Highness. But I have just remembered in what connection I heard the name of Van Boden. He was presented to my father several years ago and said he wanted to warn him against an Egyptian princess named Nadja.
There was no end of Roxor scheming, was there, Frank?
No.
What was it he said about Nadja?
I don't remember all of it. It happened on one of my brief visits here. You see, Your Highness, I've been at school in Paris for several years.
Yes, I see.
But as I remember it, This Von Boden said the Princess Nagy was a brilliant political schemer who had some connection with a crowd of international plotters.
How long ago was this, Your Highness?
Oh, 3 or 4 years.
Oh, Roxor had warned Europe against me even then.
I don't understand who Roxor is.
Roxor was the title Von Boden coined for himself. He lived a sort of double life, it seems. Up here in Europe, he was known as Von Boden. Count Von Boden. But in Africa and the Far East, he called himself Roxor, and insisted that his men do the same. Nagy, you thought his name was Roxor, didn't you?
Yes. I have never heard him called Von Boden.
I see. Dorothy, I think it's time for Nicholas and me to go. Don't wake up for us, and please try not to worry about us.
Where are you going?
I'll tell you about it briefly. By the greatest good fortune, we've found a note which said that Esteban is coming to Lobova tonight.
He is? That's extraordinary. Did the note say where he expected to be?
Yes. That is, it said, Esteban will be at the place of the lions tonight.
Oh, but that might be anywhere. Would you mind letting me see the note?
Not at all. I have it here in my pocket. Here it is.
But it's written in Arabic.
In Arabic? A gypsy bandit who writes in Arabic?
Yes. That's just one of the many queer things about this situation. Now listen carefully, all of you. Bob, you and Betty hid the letter we found in the gypsy's clothes the other night in the cabinet, as I told you.
Yes.
Good. Now, if anything should happen to me tonight, I want you to take that letter and give it to the king himself. Not to a servant or a soldier, but to the king in person. Will you?
Sure I will.
But Mr. Chandler, how do you know where this place of the lions is?
Yes, Frank. Probably someplace in the hills around Lobova here.
Oh, don't you see? Don't you understand the significance of those rooms in the cellars where they've been holding meetings all these years? Don't you remember that enormous lion painted on the wall?
Frank, you don't believe they're going to bring that bandit of Saban into the castle here?
I do indeed. And Nicholas and I are going down there at once.
What can do? What?
Oh, you don't understand, Nagy, because you haven't been here. But we know that for generations, this castle has been a meeting place for those who plotted against the king. There are all sorts of things that make me believe this is the place. Come, Nicholas.
Yes.
Why do you take Nicholas with you?
It's most important that when we discover the real identity of Esteban, I should be accompanied by someone whose word it would be impossible to doubt. Come along, Nicholas.
Of course.
I believe if we wait here in the shadow of the stone stairway, no matter if they do have candles to light up the place when they arrive.
I can hardly wait to see Estelle. Ever since I was a little boy, he's been the terror of the country. But I've never known one person who said he's actually seen Estelle.
I understand he's made himself a sort of legendary figure.
Yes, he has. I hope we shan't have to wait long. I can hardly believe this is as dangerous as I know it must be. It seems more like a game.
It's a pretty grim sort of game for Matabania. Listen.
It sounded like a window being opened.
It's probably a sliding door. And that's why we couldn't locate it.
Look over there in the corner to the right. There's someone lighting a candle just outside the doorway.
It's a good thing for us this room is large and the shadows are black.
Look at his shadow on the wall. He's a gypsy, beyond a doubt. See the shadow with his jacket and his hat.
I wonder what he's standing there for. I wish he'd come out in the room a little further so we could get a good look at him. He seems to be alone.
Look, there he comes. He's running his hand along the wall.
There must be a door there somewhere. And he's trying to locate the spring. Yes. Look how he's holding the candle down there. Oh, of course. It's the figure of the lion painted on the wall. That's what the note meant.
That's right. I wish he'd turn around this way so we could see him. Even if it was only for a second. I'd like to know what the beggar looks like.
Look. He's opening a door.
Enter, Esteban. We are waiting.
Look. The light shining on him from inside.
And I'm right. Esteban and Count Metzos are the same man.